Jew haters are going crazy. After having the field to themselves for 3 years, convincing much of the world that Israel rhymes with genocide, a quirky non-Jewish artist from London has rattled them. He's rattled them not just with a fabulous song with a cool reggae beat. He's rattled them with 6 words. You say genocide, I say war. The Jewish community has spent hundreds of millions trying and failing to make Israel's case, and here is cutesy singer Boy George with 6 words that puts us all to shame. You say genocide, I say war. Fire the PR consultants. Shred the communications plans. Dump the PR committees. Forget about clever influencers. You say genocide, I say war. I wrote a column recently about the power of words. Well, I don't think I've seen 6 better words to make the case against genocide. Need I elaborate? The absolute best defense against the calumny of genocide is that Israel was defending itself against another attempted genocide, the one from Hamas on October 7, 2023. Boy George is telling the world that Israel was in a war against genocide. Look how he continues the song. When you're attacked, that's what the army's for. Does it get ugly? You bet it does. When I know you wanna kill every last one of us. Every last one of us. In other words, things got ugly because Hamas wanted to kill every last one of us. What says genocide better than a Jew-hating terror group sworn to Israel's destruction wanting to kill every last Jew? Why do you think the song has triggered such a backlash among the Israel rhymes with genocide crowd? Because it demolishes their case. Not with a smart social media post. Not with a brilliant analysis of anti-Zionism. Not with a rebuttal full of facts. It does it with the elegance of brevity, the ruthlessness of raw truth, and the seduction of a great song. The track has caused a furor online, the New York Times reports. No kidding, the Jew-hating knives are out. The backlash has begun calls for boycotts, frantic attempts to smear both song and the singer. Anything to kill this meteor that is making the case for the world's most condemned country. People who go against Israel are now the conformists. They follow the herd. They play it safe. Defending Israel is for the rebels. Zionism is the new counterculture. Maybe that's why Boy George is taking all the incoming fire and hanging proud and tough. He's a born rebel. He'll even sacrifice playing in Jesus Christ Superstar. When someone denounced him as Zionist scum on social media, he replied, "Jew love is true love." When friends recommended that he pipe down and let the uproar blow over, he replied on X, "I'm afraid it's not an option." It all makes sense when you hear the last words of his song. If you're ever confused, I stand with the Jews. Who would have thunk it? An army of one has shown up to defend the Jews.